Right now, we've got a guest, as I promised, Hannah Cesario. She is a singer, a jazz singer in the community, been very active for many years, came from the community originally, and she is with us in studio to talk about a big show that is going on this week. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Karen.
Hannah Cesario, and she's been in this community since you grew up here.
Yeah, I grew up in Mankato, and then I spent some time in Duluth getting my degree and hanging out there, making an album, and then I came back.
Have you always done music, Hannah? Is that your thing, or did you do other things too?
I've always done music. I started piano lessons when I was 7 and took those throughout high school. And then when I got to college, I was undecided. I wasn't sure what I wanted to pursue. And I realized, well, I'm in choir. I'm taking voice lessons. I'm in vocal jazz and I'm in the chamber choir. I might as well just do music.
So there you did that. And you did your first album, you said, in college?
It was after college.
Just after college.
I graduated.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your chosen genre is primarily jazz.
Primarily jazz. I kind of grew up with it. My dad plays saxophone, and so I've always had a heavy influence of jazz, listening to jazz growing up, and so it's just kind of stuck.
Now, have you been primarily a soloist, or have you been in bands, or what's kind of your trajectory in your career?
After I graduated, I was primarily a soloist. My album, I just kind of got some studio musicians to play with me. And then when I moved back here, I started playing with the Dan Duffy Orchestra, and then we got Jazz 10 together, and now my solo endeavor kind of became a duo. It's called Uccellino now, which means little bird in Italian.
Who is your duet?
Christy Campana. She's a professor here at MSU.
Yep. Yeah. And now you are starring in The Closer Walk with Patsy Cline, and is directed by Timothy Berry, and it is playing now at the Cato Ballroom.
Yeah. We had an excellent first weekend. It was so much fun, and I'm really excited to get back to it tomorrow.
Talk about this. Has this original script? Was it a script you picked up and are doing this show, or how did it all come about?
It's a kind of slimmed down modified script of A Closer Walk with Patsy Cline, and so it's more of a review of all of her music. So the cast is really small. It's me playing Patsy, and Brett Aitchison is playing a slew of characters that kind of, his main one is a radio host that he's doing a special broadcast of all Patsy Cline music. And so he kind of takes you through her life when she went to Carnegie Hall, when she was a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and he kind of leads you through her whole life experience.
Now, Patsy Cline is from many, many years ago, when probably TV was in black and white. Now, you're a younger person, so how was that, playing that kind of a role with someone who's from another century, actually?
Yeah, she kind of became popular in the late 50s, early 60s. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really realize at the time, but a lot of her songs that she did have become standards in our, and like Walking After Midnight and Crazy and Always. And those songs have always kind of been in my repertoire because they're part of all of my collection of music that I have. So it was nice kind of having that similarity to kind of what I've been doing, but also it's brought a challenge to have me sing country because I've never sung country before.
Well, that's what I was going to say. How is that to turn from jazz to country? Because, I mean, they are sort of apart.
They are apart. I've had to really disregard all of my training and vocal rules because they just break them all the time.
Right.
So it's, in a way, it's been fun to kind of throw everything I know out the window and explore a different voice.
So you're not singing Patsy Cline in jazzy?
I'm trying not to.
Well, there's a little bit that slips in. No. Yeah. Well, no, it is very different, obviously. And I was just wondering how, you know, you modify that. And obviously, as a trained singer, you've been trained kind of to do it this one way.
Yeah, So she yips and she yelps and growls and yodels a little bit.
Yeah.
And so it's been fun exploring how I can achieve those. I know I can't sound exactly like her, and I don't expect myself to, but just trying to figure out these new techniques.
I saw one of a poster, I think, promoting your show, and you kind of get the look of Patsy Cline a bit.
It's kind of weird how much I look like her.
Right? And so tell me about doing that and who helps you get that look? I mean, your hair and everything.
Well, the poster isn't me.
Oh. Boy. Okay. Well, no wonder you look so much like her.
But I've have been having fun. I do my own hair for the first act and my own makeup. She wore a lot of red lipstick, so that's been fun putting on. And then for the second act, I put on a wig to kind of get her big bouffant style of the 60s. And
how about the persona? How do you get into that persona? Like, who was she? How would you describe her?
She was bold. She was assertive. Wanted to do things the way she wanted to do it. So just having that kind of like solid mindset of we're going to get this done. And
is that you?
Sort of.
Okay, so it wasn't too far of a stretch then.
No, not too far.
Now you have a CD that you said I could play some music from. Just curious. I'm going to play a little Patsy Cline here. This is the real Patsy Cline. And then we're going to play something from Hannah of her. It's called Ain't Misbehaving. So this is not necessarily the stuff you're singing in the show, but an example of something of what you do. So this is a Patsy Cline and the country twang. And then we're going to compare and contrast. And then imagine Hannah taking this to a different genre.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. You,
okay, that's Patsy Cline, one of her big hits called Crazy. Now, is that in the production that you will be doing?
It is.
So all of the standards.
All the standards, yeah.
And now we're going to play another one. You said this is actually in the performance.
Yep.
It's Walking After Midnight.
Yeah.
But this is from a previous CD that you've put out, Hannah.
Back in 2015. So this is a very old version.
Okay. And this is in the jazz genre.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to play a contrast and compare here. So here we go. This is Hannah.
I'll go out walking after midnight. In the moonlight, just like we used to do, I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I'll walk for miles along the highway, that's just my way of being close to you. I go out walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the sky turns gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonely as can be. So I go walking after midnight in the starlight, and pray that you may be somewhere out walking after midnight, searching for me.
All right, what a beautiful voice, Hannah. You just have an amazing voice there, and I can hear that you would be a great Patsy Cline.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we were just chatting. That was you actually playing ukulele as well. Mm-hmm. And so you do music lessons too. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I have my own studio. I have about like 30, 35 students right now, so I'm pretty full.
Wow.
But I teach mainly piano, but I do voice and ukulele as well. And I started that back in 2016. I started teaching over at Scheidel's, and now I'm off on my own. Just love it so much.
Give us a shout out to some of the other folks in the band that are playing with you.
Yeah, so our music director, Ryan Rader.
Ryan.
Yeah, he's just doing a wonderful job. Couldn't be happier having him leading the band and playing drums for us. And then we have Logan Burns playing bass. Johnny Muller is playing guitar. Marty Ryan is on fiddle. And Ryan Devins is on keys.
Okay, so a full band behind you. So yeah. Why should people go, other than the fact that they want to know more about Patsy Cline? What is it about that makes it exciting and vibrant?
I think that Patsy Cline was able to reach her audience in a way that a lot of other singers couldn't at the time, and still probably strive to do. I know I do. Her music and the way she interpreted it was so special, and I think no matter what your age, you will enjoy it immensely.
Well, let's give the details. Where, when, and everything we need to know to be a part of this.
Yeah, so Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
This Thursday,
which is the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. It's a dinner theater at the Cato Ballroom. So doors will open at 5:45 or 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. and dinner will be served at 6:30, and the show will start at 7:30. And then at intermission, you can have a coffee and cheesecake.
Oh, so a little dessert there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's, like you said, 5:45, the doors open. And this is the downtown Cato Ballroom,
yeah.
which is a historic place in itself. How is it performing on that stage for you, because knowing that Buddy Holly and other people like that were on there?
I love performing at the Cato Ballroom.
Yeah.
And I think my favorite part is usually before the show, when we're sitting in the back on that bench seat, because, you know, there's a picture of Buddy Holly sitting on that seat. And you just can really feel that all of the great musicians that have been through there, you just feel their presence and the energy that they all brought. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Tim Berry is the
director,
and he has offered a pair of tickets to this performance. Ooh. I don't know which night it's for. I guess it's any night. We are going to give away tickets to the Patsy Cline show. It is called A Closer Walk with Patsy Cline, starring Hannah Cesario, who we are chatting with right now. So I'm going to play another song from Hannah's CD that she's given me here. And while I do that, if you would like to go to this dinner theater show this Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, give me a call right now, 507-389-5678. Okay, here we go. This is Hannah. Beautiful, beautiful. Ain't Misbehaving off of Hannah Cesario's Ain't Misbehaving CD. Congratulations to Marvel, who picked up that pair of tickets to go to the dinner theater Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. The doors open at 5:45. How do they do that, Hannah?
Dinner's at 6:30.
Okay, dinner's at 6:30, but the doors come on in early.
Yeah.
It's situated.
You can either call down at the Cato Ballroom. I'm not sure of their phone number off the top of my head. Or you could go to thecatoballroom.com. and that's just catoballroom.com, and find their ticket area, ticket page. And
can you get them at the door, or do they need to know ahead?
You can also get them at the door.
The Cato Ballroom number, I just looked it up here. If you want to order tickets or get them ahead, or you could do it at the door, it's 507-625-7553. That's 625-7553 to get those tickets for the Patsy Cline show starring Hannah Cesario. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It was awesome getting to meet you finally.
Yeah, and same for me. I'm such a big fan of your show.
Oh, you're so awesome. So what's the next in line for you, Hannah?
Oh, I'm just going to focus back on my band. One of my bands, Silver Summer, they've been recording, so I'm excited to get into the recording studio with them.
What's your next project going to be?
Just getting out an album of Silver Summer music.
Silver Summer.
It's like synth pop rock, so... way far away from country or jazz.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be really interesting when you come out with that. You should come back on the show and we could share some of that with other folks out there.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, and that will be coming out fall.
We've been dropping singles every now and then, so okay. you can go listen to Silver Summer on Spotify.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
So I can find you on Spotify?
Yeah. Oh, look up Silver Summer, not Hannah Cesario.
Oh, it's under Silver. That's the band. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is this going to be, like you said, this is synth pop, you said?
Yeah, Colin Scharf is kind of the brains of the operation, and he writes all the music and sings.
Yeah. What's your favorite song that you've released so far?
Probably Teeth.
I'm going to play that right now. And again, if you want to go Closer Walk with Patsy Cline, starring Hannah Cesario and another cast of great characters in the band. She's a local professional musician, and she's sung in many area groups. Look for her name around the area. Are you going to be singing under Silver Summer title?
Mm-hmm.
So what other bands would people know if it was Hannah starring?
The Dan Duffy Orchestra.
Okay.
Jazz 10 and Uccellino.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And here we go. This is Silver Summer, a song called Teeth.
I've got you now. Ooh, and I'm not letting go. I got it on like a ghost without a home. Ooh, tell me silent night, waiting from the window.
That's called Silver Summer, the band, the song called Teeth, Nights Like These. One of the soloists there, the artist is Hanna Cesario, who we just had in studio, and she is the star of the upcoming show, A Walk with Patsy Cline, and hope you have a chance to go. It is this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Cato Ballroom, an evening show. It's a dinner show, and you can contact the Cato Ballroom if you want tickets, or you can get them at the door. So appreciate her coming on the show.